He was on the verge of retreating and at full speed when he realized he could not. The low men, probably led by the one who told him the fada was dinner, were back that way. And Oi was looking at him with bright-eyed impatience, clearly wanting to go on. Oi was no dummy, but he showed no signs of alarm, at least not concerning what was ahead. For his own part, Oi still couldn't understand the boy's problem. He knew the boy was tired, he could smell that. But he also knew Ake was afraid. Why? There were unpleasant smells in this place, the smell of many men chief among them, but they did not strike Oi as immediately dangerous. And besides, her smell was here, very fresh now, almost new.
Ake! He yapped again.
Jake had his breath now.
All right, he said, looking around. Okay, but slow.
Low,
Oi said, but even Jake could detect the stunning lack of approval in the bumbler's response. Jake moved only because he had no other options. He walked up the slope of the overgrown trail. In Oi's perception, the way was perfectly straight, and had been ever since leaving the stairs, toward the vine and fern-fringed opening, toward the lunatic chitter of the monkey and the testicle-freezing roar of the hunting lion. The song circled through his mind again and again. In the village, in the jungle, hush, my darling, don't stir, my darling. And now he knew the name of it, even the name of the group. That's the Tokens with "The Lion Sleeps Tonight," gone from the charts, but not from our hearts. That had sung it, but what was the movie? What was the name of the goddamn
Jake reached the top of the slope and the edge of the clearing. He looked through an interlacing of broad green leaves and brilliant purple flowers. A tiny green worm was journeying into the heart of one. And as he looked, the name of the movie came to him, and his skin broke out in goose flesh from the nape of his neck all the way down to his feet.